So how to use these pocket shrines or pocket altars. There's lots of ways to use them, and there's really nothing to it. The main idea is just that it's something you can take with you. So you can keep it in your pocket or your bag. You could keep it in like a drawer at work. The idea being it's a little altar, it's a little shrine that goes with you instead of being something kind of large and stationary at home. Some of the ones I made, like this one, are for a specific purpose. This is for Athena. So it has pictures of Athena. It's got the front and the back of a coin, an ancient coin that had her on it. And then down here is a little vinyl pocket, so you could add something of your own. You could add like a sigil, a quote, like a prayer or devotional, something just energy you want to keep. So that's the Athena one. And this one's also very specific. This is a little shrine to the moon. Or if you wanted to use it like for the triple goddess, I suppose you could use it for that too. But when I thought of it, I just wanted pictures of the kind of three main phases that we often see and that feel very meaningful to us. So that one's a specific one too. And then I also have this one, which is for manifestation. And I used nature drawings, vintage posters to represent the elements. And then in the center, I printed out some fabric that says, so mote it be. So you can put like your spell or your goal or whatever you want in there. So these are for specific uses, but I also make some that are just open to any use. So these ones are, you can use them for anything really. I'm just really thinking of them as like blanks for the altars. So same shape as those, fabric pocket down here, and I've got a little tiny safety pin in there for you to get you started. So you could like pin a medal or a charm. They've also got three vinyl pockets, so you can put pictures you printed out. So like if this was an ancestral altar, you could put a picture of the ancestor you're working with or honoring there. And then on the sides, you could put more pictures or phrases, anything that you really feel goes with that work. And then down here, maybe a crystal. You could, you know, pin a button that you got off of their clothing, right? Anything. The point is that you are the artist in this case, and you're creating it to be exactly what you want it to be. I'll quick show you two that I made as examples of how to personalize them. So Temperance is my card of the year this year, and so I printed out a picture, and just slides in. That's a vinyl pocket. And then I've got a medal that I used to wear in high school. This is Saint Cecilia. I used to love music, and there's something very creative for me around music. So I attached that medal here with Temperance. I embroidered the elemental symbols here because also, again, it means something to me with Temperance. This is a button that came from a collection, my grandmother's buttons. And I've just had it sitting on her altar, and I don't know. I just wanted it there. and it's growth, and it means a lot to me. And then in here, I've got a fabric pocket. And so you can put, again, quotes, sigils, anything. I mean, truly anything. That's the point. I really want these to be little shrines, little altars that you can take with you, that you can make into your own. Make it meaningful to you. And then I'll just quick show you another one. This was one that I really just made as an example. I haven't really worked with this one yet, but I really struggle with letting things go. Kind of moving past. I get stuck in the past, right? So I've got three quotes that mean a lot to me about letting go. They feel very empowering. So I just put, you know, this is just note card. And then I've got Mother Mary. This is reminding me of the support I have. Again, it's a grandma thing. My grandma just meant a lot to me. And really, I think about her when I think about becoming who I want to be. And then I just made a little star charm. because it was fun to make. I don't have anything in the pocket at the bottom yet, but I might put a crystal in there, something that helps with letting go. Maybe a black tourmaline, maybe a prehnite. That's really helpful with heart healing, and that's kind of one of my issues. But like, this is the idea, right? It's a place to keep the things that mean something to you, that will help you in your journey or with whatever you're working on. And then you just wrap it up and you put it in your pocket. You put it in your bag and you take it with you.